This is The Runwave, candid chats with real runners about topics that affect the running community. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Runwave Podcast. I am your host, Kim. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome to the show. If you are a return listener, welcome back to the show. If you haven't already done so, be sure to follow The Runwave on all social media platforms. We are The Runwave on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. If you want to shoot me an email, it is hello@therunwave.com. You can also go to therunwave.com and a little pop-up will appear on your screen. You can put your email address in and I will send you an email each and every time I upload a new episode. If you are a runner and you are listening to this podcast, you already know that it is marathon season, and this weekend is the best of the best, the New York City Marathon, and I am giving you the New York City Marathon Guide 2023. Now, these guys are probably my most popular episodes, especially the New York City Marathon Guide. I did a Boston Marathon Guide this year, and you guys were really into it, so I like doing these things to give you updates on what's happening this year during the marathon, what you can expect. If this is your first time running or if you're a veteran runner, you know, you can get some tips and tricks to a pro. I ran it 4 times and, you know, I got the 6-star medal. It's back there somewhere. And, you know, I've been around the block a few times. I've volunteered at the marathon at least 2 to 3 times. And, you know, I go out and cheer every year. So I kind of know what I'm talking about. So getting right into it, a lot of things have changed over the years, especially since COVID surrounding the New York City Marathon, but they have kept quite a few things going over the past 2 to 3 years. So it's kind of a good thing and a bad thing. So I'm going to get into it. But if you heard over the last few years, I would say in 2021 was when, like, we first really got back after COVID. You had to be vaxxed to run the marathon. You had to be vaxxed to get into the expo. But that is all gone now. It's almost like COVID hasn't even existed anymore. So you don't need any vaccination to participate in any official NYRR New York City Marathon events, which is, I guess, a good thing for some of you who've never been vaxxed. So if you're coming to New York City for the first time, or if you've been here before, you know that we probably have the best transportation system probably in the world. It's not the cleanest, but it's very efficient and runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can get the train anytime, anywhere. You can get to all of the boroughs. You can take commuter trains to go outside of the borough. So we have a really good transportation system, buses included. So if you are coming to New York for the marathon, if you're coming to cheer, you're coming to whatever, the MTA, the Metro Transit Authority, is going to be your friend when getting around the city. So we have the tap and go system now on all trains and buses. So you can simply tap your phone, your wallet, and to get on the train, you don't have to buy Metro cards anymore. Those were our little yellow cards that you needed to get on the train. You can still buy those from the machine, but most of the New York City entrances to the subways, they don't have tellers or token booth clerks anymore. So there's really not anyone there to answer any questions for you. So I would suggest downloading you shouldn't really have to download because we're in the USA, so you should have a USA data plan. But if you're from outside of the States, make sure you download Google Maps and download the New York City map in particular so you are able to get around the New York City subway system. I think it costs, let me see. I don't remember exactly what it costs. I think it's under $2. I'm sorry, under $3. Not under $2. I believe it's under $3 to ride the train. Whew. Okay, so it's $2.90 to ride the train and bus system. That's the regular subway and bus system in New York City. You can get on the train, you can get off of the train, you can take a bus. That's a free transfer and vice versa. So if you got on the bus first, you can get off the bus and transfer to the train for the same $2.90 fare, no matter where you go in New York City. I know a lot of European countries and other transportation, public transportation systems that I've been on, they charge like per distance. We don't do that in New York City. You pay one flat fare for your entire trip. And there's no scanning in and scanning out. I remember the first time I went to Paris, you had to like get a ticket, put it in the turnstile. And when you came out the turnstile, you needed that ticket to get out of the train system. London system is like that as well. We don't have that. So once you go in, you're in. And once you get out, you're out. They're not tracking you in New York City like Big Brother tracks you in Europe. So onto the expo. Like I said before, you don't have to be vaccinated to get into the expo or to run the marathon this year. But every runner must visit the expo themselves to pick up their race packets, as with so many major races. I know you can have people pick up your packet for other races. The majors don't play. You cannot do that for the New York City Marathon. So make sure you are in New York City. I believe the expo starts on Thursday. The expo is from November 2nd to November 4th. And like I said, runners must pick up their own packets at the expo. You have to bring a photo ID and your runner confirmation form with you. You don't have to show proof of vaccination. I'm reading this from New York Road Runners website. I'll leave a link in the description of this video so you can read it yourself. You do have to pick a time slot, which you should have picked already, to pick up your bib. Now, the expo is public, so I guess they just have the runners pick a time slot to kind of mitigate the flow into the expo, maybe to have enough staff on hand to hand out the bibs. Staff meaning volunteers, because you know we don't get paid for that. But yeah, you should have picked a time slot to pick up your bib, but if you come outside of your time slot, no one's going to turn you away. It's pretty much come when you want, but you know, I guess it's kind of on an honor system to mitigate the flow and to not have overcrowd. But I never got this time slot thing because the Javis Center is huge. There's no way that facility is going to be overrun with people. So I don't really understand choosing a time slot to pick up your bib. I don't know what their reasoning is for that, but you should have picked a time slot already. If you haven't picked a time slot, don't worry about it. Just go whenever you have time along the weekend to pick up your bib. So the expo runs from Thursday, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And bib pickup closes at 7:30 p.m. That's Thursday. On Friday, it's 10 to 8. Again, closes at 7:30. On Saturday, it is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And bib pickup closes at 4:30. I don't know how stringent they are on that closing time. I've never arrived that late. I usually like to go either Thursday or Friday, because the earlier you go, if you like to buy things at the expo, you want to go early so items are in stock, because as the expo goes along, you know, vendors are going to get out of stock of product. You have like 50, 100, I don't know how many people come through there, but there's at least 30 to 40,000 runners, add their friends and family and whoever else strolls in to the Javis Center or for the street. There's a lot of people flowing through the Javis Center on the weekend, so they're going to run out of things. So if you'd like to buy marathon gear, I particularly don't. I don't know. It's not that I don't, but once you've been running for so long, it's like, how much running gear can you get? You know, where are you going to wear these items to? But if that's your thing, do your thing. Get there early. Get what you're going to get. I don't know. I haven't bought anything from the New York. I haven't ran the New York City Marathon in a few years, but I haven't bought anything probably since ASICS was the sponsor, because ASICS had really good quality items and the New Balance gear has not really been up to par. I mean, you guys know those jackets are like paper thin. London Marathon has New Balance as a sponsor as well. Those marathon jackets were paper thin. And yeah, I've just passed on New Balance marathon gear because it really has not been that great over the years. This is also new. It's not new, but it's new in the last couple of years since COVID, and it seems like they're continuing this, and maybe it's going to be a permanent thing for New York Road Runners, and it started in 2021. So now you should have chosen bag check already. It's called a pre-bag check. If you have not chosen the pre-bag check, it's too late. So don't even try to check your bag, because they're not going to let you. You should have chosen this already from your NYRR dashboard. If you haven't, you're pretty much out of luck on the bag check. So runners have to pre-check their bags at Rumsey Playfield in Central Park on Friday, November 3rd and Saturday, November 4th. And then you retrieve your bag after the finish line in the post-finish area after the race. Like I said, you had to have chosen this option by September 12th. If you didn't, hopefully you have friends and family. If you want warm clothes that you can give those to, there is like a little friends and, not little, it's a pretty big friends and family area at the finish line where your friends and family wait for you. So you could have someone essentially there with warm gear if you wanted to change post-race into, if you did not choose the pre-bag check. I don't know how I feel about this pre-bag check thing. I mean, it is convenient because you don't have to carry around your stuff on race day. So that's a plus, but it is an inconvenience because you have to go to Central Park prior to the race to drop off your stuff. I mean, I guess if you're in the city anyway and you're going to the expo, but the expo is not near where this drop-off place is. This drop-off is in the middle of Central Park. The Javits Center is on the west side in Lower Manhattan. So it's not a big trek because you can just hop on the train, a train or two to get there. it's how you look at it. It's a convenience and an inconvenience. So, I mean, I don't know. I would prefer to just drop my bag off at the race start. Or race day, you know, you woke up with your bag, you drop it off and you go. But now you have an extra step to do if you want warm clothes post race. So that is something that they are continuing to do. It started in 2021 and they're keeping it going. So I guess it's working for them. Now, if you forget to get your bag at the end of the race, they will hold it for you on West Drive and 72nd Street in Central Park, and they will be removed after 8 p.m. and secured in the NYRR Run Center. If you didn't know, New York Road Runners has a hub near Columbus Circle in New York, so you can go pick up your bag on Monday between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. That's November 6th. If you don't pick up your things, they're going to donate it to charity. So don't forget to get your bag checked after the race. It's easy to forget things after the race. I mean, I've forgotten to get, you know, that Peachtree Row race. You got to get your medal at the expo. I've forgotten to get that. I've forgotten to get the shirt at the finish line because that race is just weird. So it's very easy. You know, you have your marathon brain post race. So it is fairly easy to forget to get something after the race. So just remember to go pick up your stuff post. You'll probably be cold anyway, right? So you're going to get your stuff. And usually when you leave the exit, there's a direction, like I haven't done it in the last few years, so I don't know exactly how it goes post-race, but it used to be a direction for bag check and a direction for ponchos, but now everyone gets a poncho, so I don't know exactly how it works post-race, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be this way to get bag check and this way if you don't have bag check. So just go the right way and get your stuff post-race and change into your clothes. Make everyone's life easier. Now, they are giving ponchos to everyone again this year. Let me get this poncho to show you what it looks like. So this is the same poncho that they have been giving out forever. I did see last year's poncho. The back was a little bit different. So it leads me to believe that they did a reprint of these same blue ponchos, which I don't understand why they don't change the design. I mean, the poncho is nice. You know, when you finish the race, you have to walk a mile out of Central Park. and you get this poncho. I'm just realizing that I skipped over the whole transportation to the start. I'm going to circle back around to that. But you get this poncho. It's nice. It's fleece lined. It's very warm. It's long. It has these Velcros on the front of the poncho. On the right side of the poncho, these Velcros curls snap over to this one. The front says New York Roadrunners. The back has the Tata Consultancy Group logo. And yeah, they've been giving out this same poncho since my first marathon in 2015. So I have four of the exact same poncho. It's a nice poncho. Don't get me wrong, but it's the same poncho. So if you're expecting something different, maybe we'll get it this year. Maybe we won't. But, you know, here's a tip. If you've done a marathon before and you don't want to bring throwaway clothes, wear your old poncho to the start because you are going to get a new one anyway when you finish. And hopefully it's the same poncho. I don't expect them to make any changes to it, but hey, you never know, like the lotto. Maybe they will change it. Maybe they won't. But everyone gets a poncho this year. So look out. I think that's like one of the best things, freebies that you get from New York Roadrunners at the New York City Marathon. Because the race, the shirt has been, it's New Balance. It's the same long sleeve shirt. They switch up the design. They tweak the blue color. You know, sometimes it's dark blue. Sometimes it's navy blue. Sometimes it's royal blue. Sometimes it's light. It's always some form of blue that you're going to get the same quality shirt every single year. I break mine out every once and again, but yeah, I really don't wear much because I don't really like the quality. But yeah, the poncho is going to be like the best thing that you're going to get from the race, freebie wise. Okay, so there are a million events going on this year for the New York City Marathon. And when I say a million events, I am not exaggerating. If you don't know, the Run Crew scene has blown up over the last few years. I've done series on Run Crews. We've met a lot of Run Crews. New York City has a Run Crew for every race, every sex, every creed, every everything. There's a Run Crew. There's a race crew, there's a running club, there is something for everyone. So this weekend, I'm going to give you a few of the events that are happening. You can also go on Instagram, you can hashtag New York City Marathon, New York City Run Crews, NYC Run Crews, Run Crews NYC, Run NYC. You'll find an event for you that fits your, you know, your race style. There's a bunch. I'm going to give you a few. So my crew, Adidas Runners New York City, they're having a shakeout run. It's with, I don't want to say their name, but I have to say their name. It's Runners World X Adidas Runners New York City. Now, I'm not going because I'm not supporting nothing Runners World do. Sorry, Adidas. I love y'all, but I'm not going to none of y'all events this year. So their whole weekend is in collaboration with Runners World, which I'm pretty sad about, but it is what it is. That's how they chose to move this year. So they're having a shakeout run. It starts very early, 6:45 a.m. to 10 a.m. There's other shakeout runs that start at 7, 8, 9, and 10 o'clock. I mean, I don't like get 6:45. You got to start your day at 4. That's early. But if you like running with Adidas, which I do, so that's a good shakeout run to go to. Believe in the Run / New Balance is also having a shakeout run. And this one I might go to because quite a few of my running buddies are on the flyer. Allison Alley-Oop from the DMV is going to be there. Tommy Runs from Detroit is going to be there. There are quite a few people on this flyer, so it looks like it's going to be a good run. That one is also Saturday, but it starts at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. That means you can sleep in late, you can party the night before, and then you can go to a shakeout run the next day. So that one is at Lavan Midtown, L-A-V-A-N. They're giving away custom hats, custom crossbody bags to the first few hundred-ish people. That's like a few is four, right? A couple is two. I don't know what three is, but a few is four. So it's like 400-ish people. Light refreshments, etc. It's free. There's an RSVP link. I don't know if they're counting RSVPs, but RSVP anyway, so you can make sure that you're in there and get you your freebies. But get there early because they say few hundred-ish people. So the freebies may run out. Nike is having a community shakeout run that is Saturday at 9 a.m. Check-in starts at 9 a.m. The run is at 10 a.m. This is at Pier 17, which is 89 South Street in New York City. So that is in conflict with the New Balance run, but it's Nike. New Balance, you know, who do you run in? Who do you run with? So you have plenty of options. So I just gave you Adidas. I gave you New Balance. I gave you Nike. Who else is having a shakeout run? Oh, My People Pioneers is having a shakeout run. Now, if you didn't know, if you didn't listen to my Boston Marathon guide, when I was in Boston, I went to the Pioneers pop-up shop. That's P-Y-N-R-S. Sid Baptiste is the owner. It is Black owned. And I'm telling you, they took care of me when I was in Boston. They've been doing pop-ups at all of the marathons. They were in Berlin. They were in Chicago. I got to get some new gear from them in Chicago. And they're doing a pop-up in New York City in Brooklyn. So their pop-up is at 349 Kent Avenue in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. So they always have some fly marathon gear. It's made by a runner for runners and is Black owned. So always support your Black owned businesses. They're doing a shakeout actually on Thursday, November 2nd. So that's, and it's at night at 7 p.m. I might go to that. That's this Thursday. I might go to that. So Thursday at 7 p.m. It's all crews, but it'll probably be a lot of Brooklyn-based crews since it is in downtown Brooklyn. It is across the bridge from Manhattan. So a lot of people will probably show up for this, actually. So go over, check out Pioneers, and support their pop-up shop. They're also having an event on Friday. They're having another run at 8 a.m. on Friday. You know, people got to work. I go into that. People have to work. But if you're visiting and you're here, go check that out on Friday. They're also having a marathon talk panel on Friday at 6:30 p.m. I'll probably try to check that out. And then they're having a runner's fashion show following that at 8 p.m. So they're probably going to show up their new gear. Let me tell you, I have these pants from Pioneers. They're black and it says Pioneers down the side. I wore them last year during the marathon. I wear them all the time. I got some gray ones of the same pants this year. They're just missing the Pioneer logo on the side, but they are so chic. And, you know, they're good to just throw on if you want to run around. You can dress them up. You can dress them down. But they have a lot of good stuff. So be sure to check out Pioneers in their pop-up shop. Okay, next up is Harlem Run. We've covered Manhattan. You know, people call New York City Manhattan, but Manhattan is area code 212. It's a borough in New York, Manhattan. So we've covered Manhattan. We've covered Brooklyn. Now, Harlem Run is having their annual Harlem House in Brooklyn. And they have in Harlem, not in Brooklyn, in Harlem. And they have a whole website set up. Showcasing their events. It is in collaboration with New York Roadrunners, Vita Coco, Oakley. So on Friday from 2 to 3, they're having an event at their Harlem House. I will leave the address to Harlem House down below. Actually, I'll tell you, it's 246 Lenox Avenue in Manhattan, but Harlem is like uptown Manhattan, you know, like 105th, 115th, 116th up to like 145th. That's like Harlem, where the black folks be. It's gentrified now, y'all, though. So it's like all kind of people there. But where the black folks used to be, Harlem. So they have a nice little, it's not little. It's a brownstone. It's very nice, you know, set up, and they're having events all weekend long. I've actually never been to any of Harlem Run's events, so maybe I will check those out this year. They are doing recovery on Saturday, and I believe post-marathon as well. Their Shakeout Run is sponsored by Oakley. They're going to have recovery boots. They're going to have gear. They're going to have hydration by Vita Coco. So this sounds like it might be one of the best events going in town this weekend. So if you are around, if you want to head up to Harlem, go check out Harlem Run. I think it would be a nice little weekend with them. All right, let's get into race day transportation, how you're getting to the race. Now, you should have already picked. I mean, if you didn't pick a lot of these things, you're probably one of those people that haven't been reading your emails. You should be reading your emails around if you're running a marathon, because you were supposed to choose your transportation option in September. It's done. So if you haven't chosen your transportation option, you have to take the ferry. They are not going to let you on any of the buses that are going to Staten Island on race day. So the transportation options that were available were Midtown Bus. Now, there's a few of them according to when your wave is leaving Staten Island. So you had Midtown Bus, you had Staten Island Ferry option, and you had a New Jersey bus option if you're coming from Jersey. So hopefully if you wanted to take one of those bus options, you chose them and you pretty much know what to do. So I've gotten into the marathon three different ways. My very first year, I took a charter cheese bus. It wasn't a nice charter bus with a bathroom. It was a cheese bus. You know, it was chartered by I don't even know if that running store is still there. I can't even remember their name, but it was a local running shop in Long Island. They chartered this bus every single year. I don't know if they're still doing it. Maybe they are, but we paid, I don't know, it was like $20 or $30, something like that. And they drove us to Staten Island and they dropped us off. And we actually waited in a McDonald's there, you know, for McDonald's was gracious enough to let us stay inside in the warmth. Now, global warming has drastically affected the weather of the New York City Marathon. It used to be brick. Okay, it used to be freezing cold for the New York City Marathon. So you like wanted to be in shelter, or you wanted to get to Staten Island with just enough time for your wave to start. Things have drastically changed. I've been cheering for the last 2 years. Last year, I was in a t-shirt. And I think the year before that, I probably had on a hoodie. But, you know, years prior, like, it was cold. Like, we had on, when I was running, hat, gloves, pants, throwaway clothes, all that good stuff. But, you know, times have changed. You can probably get by with a hoodie. We'll see. But yeah, so I've taken a private transportation. The second way that I've gotten there is I took the train to the city. Then I took a commuter train to the city. I took the regular MTA train to the Staten Island Ferry, and then the Staten Island Ferry to Staten Island to get on the buses that then take you to the Marathon Village. I've also driven into the city, parked my car by the finish line, then got on the train and took the train to the Staten Island Ferry, and then took the Staten Island Ferry, you know, to the Staten Island, and then you get on private buses, which is either coach buses or public transportation, and they bus you over to the start line. My favorite way to get to the marathon is to take the Staten Island Ferry. I mean, the buses, when you take the bus from the charter buses that New York Roadrunners supply, you leave very early. I mean, the last bus leaves at 6:30 a.m. and that's probably for the final wave. The last bus from New Jersey, the buses from New Jersey are 5 to 6 a.m. So if you're leaving Midtown at 6:30, it probably doesn't even take an hour to get to Staten Island. Say it took an hour and a half. So that's 7:30. That's 8 a.m. You're going to be waiting around from, I mean, I think you're going to get there way before 8 a.m. So I would say like 7:30 until your waves start. So that is a long time to be waiting around on your feet. There's nowhere to sit in Marathon Village. I repeat, there is nowhere to sit in Marathon Village. There is no, there's no buildings. There are no chairs. There is nowhere to sit. You have to bring something to sit on the floor, or you have to stand up the entire time. If you're lucky enough to run with a sponsor like Team for Kids, they have their own private transportation. They have, you know, probably a tent set up. I know NYPD does transportation and a tent. A lot of the sponsors, New Balance is a sponsor for the race. They're going to have their sponsored runners, you know, in tents, warm. But the regular old people, you're going to be standing up the entire time. If it's cold, you're going to be standing up in the cold the entire time. So what I would recommend, even if you have chosen the bus, and don't listen to me, but listen to me, because New York Roadrunners doesn't want you to do this, take the Staten Island Ferry. The Staten Island Ferry is public transportation. There is no one there checking your bib, asking you what time did you pick to get on the ferry. There is none of that. You walk onto the ferry, there's going to be regular people who live and work in Staten Island who are going to be getting on that ferry as well. So you can take that ferry whatever time you want. So I would suggest going to the Staten Island Ferry. It's inside. It's warm. There are stores on both sides. There are stores on the Manhattan side. There are stores on the Staten Island side. So you can essentially take the ferry across and wait on the Staten Island side in the ferry terminal, get you a coffee, stay warm, and then get on the bus when you're ready to head over to the Marathon Village. Now, the Staten Island Ferry ride is like 20 to 30 minutes, maybe 25 minutes. And then you have to get on a bus to get you to the Marathon Village. Now, it's not far, but they take some roundabout route that, I mean, one year it took for it. It's been different every single year I've done it. I've done it three times. The first year I did it, it was quick. I got off the ferry, I got on the bus. The second year I did it, we waited in line for a little while, got on the bus, got to the village. The third time I did it, it was so unorganized. Like, I was probably waiting like 40 minutes to an hour to get on the bus. It was just hectic. I don't know how it's been the last few years, but the last time that I did it, and it was hectic. I was over it at that point. Like, New York City Marathon is logistically the hardest and worst logistic marathon to get to. It's not like Chicago. Chicago, you stay downtown, you roll out of your hotel 30 minutes before the race, and you walk to the start and you start your race. London, you take a train, but at least you take a train to the start. A couple of trains. I took like three trains to get to the start. I took like two tubes and then the commuter train for like 30 minutes. But at least you're on the train and you're sitting down and you're comfortable to get to the start. Tokyo, I walked out of my hotel room. I was a half a mile from the start. I walked up to the start. I got in. Berlin, I took the train to the start. It was easy. What's the other major? I can't remember. I've done them all. I can't remember. Berlin, Tokyo, London, Boston. Okay, Boston. I stayed in Chelsea for Boston, which is like the New York City is in Manhattan. You're staying in Brooklyn or Queens. So I took the train from Chelsea into Boston. It was like 20 minutes. I actually had to take the bus to the train. So that was like 20 minutes. And then Boston buses you from Boylston to, where's the Boston start? I can't even remember what that place is called. I don't know. Y'all know Boston is not my favorite marathon. But Boston buses you to the cheese bus. Again, you're sitting down the majority of the time. So logistically, New York City, you have to wake up very early. You have to either get on those buses extremely early and wait around in the start village, or you take the Staten Island Ferry. You plan it out. You listen to Kim. You get to the Staten Island Ferry. You can go to the Staten Island side. You stay warm like an hour and a half before you're supposed to start. You make sure you get on those buses and you get your butt to the start village. Now, if you get there super early, they have Dunkin' Donuts in the start village. So you can get that cute Dunkin' Donuts hat. I have it in my closet. I should have had it out so I could show y'all. But the Dunkin' Donuts hat is like my favorite. It's pink and orange, which is an ugly combination, but it works and I like it. You get your Dunkin' Donuts hat. They have hot cocoa if you get there early enough. If you wait around like me, you won't get none of that, and you'll have to pick a hat up off the floor, which is fine because you just wash it and it's your hat. So if you get there early enough, you do get that. But remember, you are waiting around. So bring like a piece of cardboard or something that you can fold up, because sometimes they don't let you bring it into the village if it's too big. So bring like something that you can sit on the floor, because that's the only place you can sit. But yeah, I recommend take the Staten Island Ferry. And then if you take the ferry, you get to see Lady Liberty close up. You get to see Ellis Island. So it's like a free scenic tour of the New York City waterway on your way to the New York City Marathon. It's a pretty special experience. So take the ferry, skip the bus. You're going to go to Staten Island one time in your life if you're running the New York City Marathon. I've only been to Staten Island to run the Staten Island Half and the New York City Marathon, and I am a lifelong New York City resident. I've only been to Staten Island when I've run races. So this is probably going to be the only time you go there too. So take the ferry, enjoy the scenic route, and, you know, enjoy your New York City Marathon morning. Okay, so I'm not going to break down, and I say this every year, I'm not going to break down the mile by mile of the race, because there are plenty of people that do that. You can go on YouTube. You can see the actual course from start to finish on YouTube. There are people that are going to break down what it's like to run the marathon from start to finish. I'm going to tell you this. It starts on the Verrazano Bridge. When you start, you're like, yeah, New York City Marathon, I'm going, I'm having fun. And you're going to feel that incline, and your calves are going to start to burn. So be aware that you crossing all these bridges, like 5 bridges in total, all of the bridges are a steady incline. So you are going to feel it. You're going to get to the top, and then you're going to have a nice little, not downhill, but, you know, you're going to decline. So the bridges are something else. And once you get, remember, the race doesn't run through Staten Island. It starts in Staten Island. You run over the bridge 2 miles and you're out of Staten Island. And the rest is you're in Brooklyn for like 8 or 9 miles. So Brooklyn is like where it kind of gets live. That's where it gets live, in Brooklyn. So the good bulk of this race is run through the streets of Brooklyn. And you hit like every single neighborhood in Brooklyn. So make sure there are pages on Instagram that have all of the New York City run crews where they'll be along the course. Make sure you pay attention to those so you know where your people will be. You know what side of the street you're going to be on. Me, I'll be at the 15K mark. You know, my friends always volunteer at the nutrition table for the pros. So I like to hang out by them because there's not a lot of people there. And, you know, I can get all of my marathon footage. If you want to make my footage reel, I do a reel when I'm at the marathon. I try to get all of the black runners on the course. I'll be on your runners right at like mile 9, like right after the 15K, like mile 9.2. So be sure to check that out. But yeah, have a ball at there's no other race like New York City Marathon. I'm not just saying that because I live here, but I've done it 4 times. I've done all of the majors, and New York City is just the best one. There's no other energy like New York City. Like, there's no other marathon where you're going to have people on the route for 24 miles, because the first 2 miles are over a bridge. You don't see anyone there. After that, you see people for the entire race, except when you're running over the bridges. So there's just after coming off of Tokyo, when it was silent, there was nothing. You know, I heard that choir at the end of the race and I almost cried because you heard nothing the entire, I thought they flew in a black choir to Tokyo. I was shocked to hear a choir. Like, you hear nothing in Tokyo. Berlin has their moments, but it's not live for like 24 miles like the New York City Marathon. So yeah, just enjoy it. It's like, if this is like a one and done for you, enjoy it. It's going to be like the weather is going to be. Let me give you a rundown of the weather. So I'm going to tell you today, I'm recording this episode Tuesday night. It was a little bit nippy in the morning. I'm not going to lie to you. It was a little chilly in the morning. I went out in my hoodie. I had my Luso sandals on, which are a much flyer version of Crocs. My feet were cold. I didn't have any socks on. It was a little bit nippy out there. Now, tomorrow, Wednesday, it says the low is 39 and the high is 49. Chance of rain. But the rest of the week, it looks like we should be in the clear rain-wise. But Thursday, the low is 35, the high is 49. Friday, the low is 40, the high is 57. Saturday, it's warming up. The low is 47, the high is 61. Sunday, the low is 46, the high is 60. Now, if you're from Atlanta, 46 is 46 in New York. It's the 46 in Atlanta is not a 46 in New York. It's going to be cold in the morning. So bring your throwaway clothes. Don't wait till you get to New York and say, I forgot my throwaway clothes. Bring what you have from home that you don't wear. Bring something that you can donate to charity. Don't come here, buy things and waste money. Bring something that you already own. Wear it on race day. They have bins in the corrals where you discard your clothes. This is not like Tokyo. Tokyo don't want you to bring no throwaway clothes. Like Tokyo is a whole other level. This is the New York City marathon guy, but I just did Tokyo, so it's fresh in my mind. Like Tokyo, they didn't want you bringing any throwaway clothes. Like the rules there were out of this world. But New York, we'll take your throwaway clothes. They have bins in the corrals that you put your clothes into. So bring your old clothes from home and donate those clothes, and someone will get great use out of them. So yeah, it's going to be 46 low, 60 high. That may change over the next couple of days. It may be a little bit warmer. It may get colder. Who knows? But just be prepared. Bring your hat, bring your gloves. Make sure you have warm socks. You can also always take all that off and chuck it on race day. Post marathon, we cheer, we run, we party. There's always going to be parties to go to post New York City marathon. So I usually go to the After Miles party. That's usually sponsored by Adidas. I heard Adidas is sponsoring it this year, and there is a fee to get in this year, but it is always a good time at the After Miles party. So that, I think the website is aftermiles.party. If not, just go on Instagram and search for After Miles, and the info is on there. I know Harlem Run is having post-marathon get-together. Who else? Puma is having a post-marathon party as well. So Puma is having actually a whole weekend of events, but they're having a Friday event. I know they're having a post-marathon party as well. Who else is having a marathon party? Harlem Run, I mentioned them. And there's just a lot of others, Run Crews, whoever. Just go on Instagram, go to the Run Crews Instagram pages and see who's having a party. Don't go home after the race. You're in New York City. You can sleep when you're dead. Go pack your party clothes in your bag. Change after the race. Go to the party. Put your bag down. Nobody wants your stinking run clothes. Floss in your medal and have fun post-race. I mean, my last few marathons, there has never been... when I first started running, I used to run the race, go home and go to bed and wake up sore in the morning. Now, I run the race. I have my change of clothes. I don't go home. I do a little bird bath, you know, and I go to the party. And believe it or not, that's like active recovery. You will thank yourself the next day because you're moving around, you're having fun, and you lessen the blow. All that lactic acid doesn't build up, and you know you're good to go the next day. You're still hanging out on Marathon Monday, which is so important. Like I always, when I wasn't partying, I always at least came out and went to Marathon Monday. New York Roadrunners always has like the big setup in Central Park near Tavern on the Green. They have metal engraving, which you have to pay for. But so many people do free metal engraving. I wouldn't waste some money on New York Roadrunners on metal engraving. So again, hit up the Run Crew's Instagrams. A lot of them are doing free metal engraving at the After Miles party. You can always get your metal engraved. Just get there early. Harlem Run is doing metal engraving as well. And New York Roadrunners, they're a nonprofit, but they're a $1 million nonprofit. They get enough of our money. We don't need to give them another $25 to engrave our metal. It's probably cost more. It used to be $25. I don't know what it is now, but yeah, don't waste your time going there and paying for metal engraving. But if you want the finisher gear, one thing about New York City is that you can't buy your finisher gear ahead of time. You have to go on Monday and get the finisher gear in the pavilion at Tavern on the Green. So if you like the New Balance gear and you want finisher gear, go there. Get there early because that stuff sells out, I'm telling you. And the lines are long. So you want to be there like when they're open. If you're staying in town post-race and you're here, get there early when they open so you can get your goods and, you know, floss on Marathon Monday. But yeah, whew, that was a lot. I think I covered it all. The other thing that I did want to talk about is this year's medal. Have y'all seen this year's medal? I mean, they finally change the design of the medal. So maybe we will get a new poncho this year. I mean, the medal, I kind of like it. Let me see if I can find a picture of it. I got an exclusive picture, but I can't really show it because it's going to let a cat out of a bag. So I can't show you that. But yeah, the medal is just, I really like it. It's like, oh, where is it? They don't even have, who runs New York Roadrunners Instagram? Like, you don't even have a picture of this medal on your Instagram page. I can't find it. Oh, let me see. Let me hashtag New York City Marathon medal. Let's see if we can find it. Y'all, I cannot find a picture of this medal. Okay, I can't show you the medal, but I am going, if you're listening, you're not going to see it anyway, but if you're watching this on YouTube, then you would have been able to see it, and I can't release this picture because it is kind of exclusive, but I'm going to say, so the medal is like, oh, this one is black and white. I can't even see the color. Okay, so the metal is just different. It's like more metal. Metal. It's like shiny. It's a circle. It's shiny on the outside. It has Lady Liberty in the middle. And it has like, it has wording around the circle. And then it has New York City Marathon in the middle. But look, the metal has always been like this bronzy kind of metal. This was my favorite metal, the 2019 one of the Apple. I think this is like the most special and different medal that they have. 2018 was, you can see like they're all been kind of the same bronzy color, same kind of shape medal. They just, 2015 and 2016, they look like the same exact medal. And I actually have engraving on the back of this. And I know I didn't pay for it. One I remember is when there was a running store in Columbus Circle. They changed names now, but they used to do free engraving through Nike. They don't do it anymore. But you can see 15 and 16 look exactly the same. All of the medals, they all look the same. It was getting so annoying. But the Apple was cute. But this year, they finally switched up the design. And it's like, it's nice to have something fresh and different. So you guys running this year, you'll finally get a different look of the medal. So maybe they're going to change the ponchos this year too. Who knows? All right. So I think this wraps up this year's New York City Marathon guide. I hope I covered everything and you found this guide useful. If you are running the marathon this coming Sunday, good luck. have fun, enjoy your race. Hopefully you train for those inclines and hills. It's minimal hills. It's more up and down. It's a very challenging course. I don't know why people come here and think they're going to like PR. Like, this ain't Tokyo. This ain't Berlin. Go ahead and try. I hope y'all succeed, but it's a challenging course. Don't go out there kissing babies and looking cute and be dead the last 10 miles. Don't let that be you. But yeah, have fun on the race. I'll be out there somewhere. And, you know, hopefully you found this guy helpful and pass it on to your friends if they're doing it for the first time and they're looking for, you know, some tips and tricks to get around the city and maneuver marathon weekend. And hopefully you enjoyed it, and I will catch you on the next one. Later. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of The Run Wave. If you are a runner that has a story to tell, feel free to email hello@therunwave.com or shoot me a DM on Instagram @therunwave. Don't forget to follow The Run Wave on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We are The Run Wave on all platforms. Subscribe to our email list. It is listed down below in the notes of this show. And subscribe to The Run Wave on YouTube. The visual episode of this show will be posted there.